Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Our Best Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal housing lender.
Well, it is Mountain Hills basketball to start this final quarter as they lead 46-26. Boy, good third quarter for Ashton Yates. 13 of her 23 points in that period alone. Here's Payne with the ball on the right side, throwing it up top to Gilbert. Back over to Payne. Her pass to Yates knocked away, but Yates able to keep possession for the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it back up top to Gilbert, and Mount Holmes will set back up. Gilbert drills towards the left side, now gives up top to Yates, and now Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. 7:38, let's play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading at Riverview 46-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The sports fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. Keep listening for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday specials. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mount Home took the timeout. Dell Leonard didn't like what he saw there, so he took time to talk to his team. They do lead 46-26 as we are 22 seconds into the final period. Payne will inbound it to Jackson on the right side. Gives it back to Payne. Now she drills out to the wing. Takes over drill, gives it to Leah Jackson. Now back over to Payne. Now Gilbert has it on the in the right corner. Gilbert dribbles out to the wing, throws it up top to Payne, over to Jackson on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound saved in by Gilbert right to the hands of Foreman. Mount Holmes going to keep possession. Here's Payne with it up top, throwing it to Yates. Now back over to Gilbert on the right side. Up top to Payne. Back over to Gilbert. Now Gilbert dribbles toward the corner. Up top to Payne. Goes to Jackson on the left side. Almost a dangerous throw there. But now she's going to go cross-court to Gilbert. Up top now to Payne. Over to Yates at the elbow. Now Yates throws it back up top to Payne. Over to Jackson on the left side. She's going to pull up for another three. This one won't go either. Another offensive rebound for Mountain Home. Gilbert has the ball knocked away. And looks like it's going to be stolen by Riverview. Here is Giles back the other way. Going into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Yates. And back on the Lady Bombers. Mountain Home leading by 20 with 6:25 left of the game. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left wing. Now back up to Payne. Now to Gilbert in the left corner. Back to Payne on the wing. Throws it to Yates up at the top. Back over to Payne. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side. No good. Ball. Jackson tried to save the ball in, but she couldn't keep it from going out. And it will be Riverview's basketball with 6:08 left in the game. Emma Martin and Peyton Husky checking back into the game, replacing Leah Jackson and Emily Payne. 46-26, Lady Bombers leading it. The half-court man-to-man for Mountain Home. Here's Giles into the front court. She's going to pull up immediately for the three-pointer. Good. Abby Giles now with 25 points. It is 46-29. Matt's in the home leading it, and a jump ball is going to be called, and it is going to be Riverview's basketball on the possession arrow. 12th turnover against the Lady Bombers. 5:47 left of the game. Giles will walk it into the front court for Riverview. She's going to throw it over on the left side to Davis. Now she's going to have the ball stripped and stolen from her by Foreman. She's back the other way. Foreman going in towards the lane. Now she's going to give it to Martin there in the paint. Her jumper no good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points. 48-29, Lady Bombers leading it. 5:20 left of the game. Here's Giles back the other way for Riverview. She's going to pull up for another three. This one will not go. Rebound controlled by Emma Martin. She's going to get it to Foreman quickly in the front court. She's going up for the layup. It's going to be fouled and head to the free throw line. That foul is called on Mary Williams. That's her third personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Raiders. Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot will not go. Let's see here. I believe that is Mariah Hudson checking into the game, replacing Addison Yates for Mountain Home. And I believe Riverview had a couple subs as well. They didn't catch who they were. Foreman gets the second one. She's one of two from the free throw line with 7 points. And it's a 20-point lead once again for the Lady Bombers. 49-29 our score. A little over 5 minutes left of this contest. Here is Giles into the front court. She's going to pull up for a jumper at the elbow. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Gilbert. And back come the Lady Bombers. Gilbert gets into the front court to Husky. Husky has it on the right side. Now she's being double-teamed. Kicks it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will throw it to Hudson. Back to Gilbert on the low block. Up top now to Martin. Martin's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back up off the glass and in. 9 points on the night for Anna Grace Foreman. 51-29. Lady Bombers leading it with 4.5 minutes left. Here's Smith across the timeline for the Lady Raiders. Has it between the circles. Now drills over toward the right side. Gets in the corner to Baker. Baker's going to dribble into the paint. Now gives it to Gray on the low block. Her layup, no good. May have been partially blocked. Rebound comes to Mountain Home. They're quickly back the other way. Here is Husky with the ball on the left wing. Gives it in the corner to Martin. Martin going in for another layup. This one rolls around. Does not go. Foreman had the rebound for a moment. She's going to be tied up, and it will be Mountain Home's basketball in the possession arrow. Well, Leah Jackson's going to check into the game for the Lady Bombers, and so is Kyra Penn, as both will replace Peyton Husky and Anna Grace Foreman. 4:05 left of the game. It is Mountain Home with the ball leading 51-29. Hudson will trigger an inbound pass, gets it in to Emma Martin. Her jumper, no good, but she drew plenty of contact, and she'll head to the charity stripe. That foul's on Yadira Nunez. That's her third personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Raiders. So Emma Martin at the free throw line, where so far she is one of two with 1 point. Gets the first free throw here with 4:04 left of the game. One more shot coming for Emma Martin. Second shot is up and good. She now has 3 points all from the charity stripe. 53-29. Lady Bombers on top. Giles across the half-court stripe for the Lady Raiders. She dribbles towards the right side. Going to pull up for the three-pointer. May have been partially blocked. Mountain Home comes up with the basketball. And Kyra Penn's going to be called for the double dribble in the backcourt. 13th turnover against the Lady Bombers. 3:52 left of the game. Giles will trigger an inbound pass on the baseline. Runner to their own basket. Gets into Smith. Now she'll give it back to Giles. She's going to go into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Oh, and a blocking foul. Wow. I thought Matt Thome may have tried to set up to take a charge, but they're going to call a blocking foul, I believe, on Mariah Hudson. That is Hudson's first personal foul, team foul number six, against the Lady Bombers. First free throw for Giles is up and in. She's perfect from the charity stripe so far with 26 points. Second shot is up and good. She now has 27. Now, Riverview once again going with the zone press. Here's Gilbert with it, throwing it back to Emma Martin, and Riverview's going to come up with a steal in the backcourt. Here's Giles going into the lane for the layup. Good. 53-33, Mountain Home leading it. 3:25 left. Here is Emma Martin getting it into the front court. Now we'll drill toward the right side. Riverview's trying to knock the ball away from behind, but she's keeping possession, going into the lane for the layup. No good. May have drawn some contact, but no call. Back the other way, here is Giles Patient down the long pass. Could not save it from going out of bounds, and it will be River Mountain Home getting the ball back on the Riverview turnover. 3:08 left to play in the game. Lady Bombers will get the ball, leading by 20. 53-33 our score. Gilbert will trigger an inbound pass once again. Riverview with the zone press. Emma Martin will get into the front court to Leah Jackson. Over to Mariah Hudson, down to the car pin in the paint for the layup, off the glass and in. Penn with her first 2 points of the night. 55-23, Lady Bombers leading in. Looks like Abby Martin will check in at the next available time for Mountain Home, and Riverview's going to clear the floor. Ball goes around the right side to Michaela Baker. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound comes to Kate Gilbert, and Mountain Home will head back the other way with it. Gilbert into the front court. Riverview in a man-to-man defense now. Ball goes over to Emma Martin on the left wing. Now Emma Martin's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Tara Penn with offensive rebound. She couldn't get the ball to go, but drew contact and will head to the free throw line. Alexa Gray picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Raiders. So with 2:20 left of the game, it will be Kyra Penn at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, will not go. Abby Martin and Gracie Uchman checking into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Kate Gilbert and Emma Martin. And a rear view, they just cleared the floor. They've got Yadira Nunez in, also Daisy Basinger. A second free throw for Penn will not go. Offensive rebound for Abby Martin. She couldn't get the ball to go, but gets the ball back. And now ball goes out to Leah Jackson in the wing. Now to Hudson in the corner. Back to Jackson on the wing. Up top now to Abby Martin. Throws it down, tries to throw it down to Penn. Ball was knocked away and stolen by the Lady Raiders. Here is Mary Williams, who just checked in a little bit ago. 2 minutes left to play. Mountain Home leading by 22. Williams going into the lane for the layup. No good, but she will draw the blocking foul and head to the free throw line. That foul is on Tracy Uchman. That is her first personal foul, and that does put Riverview in the bonus for the rest of this game. Williams' first free throw is up. No good. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. By the way, some others there in for Riverview are Gabby Sullivan. Second shot is up. No good. She misses both. And the rebound, long rebound, comes to Abby Martin. She'll give it to Uchman. Now to Hudson, who will bring it into the front court. Ball goes to Penn. Now back to Uchman. Over to Hudson on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Abby Martin tried to save it in, but officials say no, it was out of bounds. And it will be Riverview getting the ball back with 1:40 left as Mountain Home leads by 22. Sophia Rivas checking into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn. Here is Williams back the other way. Ball goes down in the right corner with someone I don't have on my roster. It's her shot, but her shot was blocked. And Mountain Home had the ball for a moment. Now loose ball. Now Mountain Home will keep possession once again. 1:20 left of the game. Mountain Home leading by 22. Here is Abby Martin with it into the front court. Throws over to Hudson. Ball goes over to Jackson on the left side. Her three-pointer is up. Hits the backboard. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Nunez. Back come the Lady Raiders. Here is Williams with up, giving it to Basinger. Now down to the mysterious 23. Again, she's not on my roster. Now ball goes back to Basinger. She drills toward the right elbow, has the ball knocked away from her. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Riverview will inbound it right in front of their own bench with 47.1 seconds left. Mountain Home's going to start this campaign off with a 1-0 record after getting this victory. Here's Williams with the ball, throwing it down in the right corner to the number 23. Now she'll give it down on the low block to Sullivan. Now ball goes on the left wing to Basinger, I believe. Now ball snuck away, stolen by Mountain Home. Eighth turnover against Riverview. Here is Jackson back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. No good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 25.6 seconds left. And Mary Williams picks up her fourth personal foul, and that does put Mountain Home in the bonus. But this is going to be two shots regardless. Lee Jackson's first free throw is up. No good. One more free throw coming for Leah Jackson. Second shot is up. And she gets the second one. That's her first point of the night. 56-33, Mastodon leading it. 18 seconds left. Here is Williams, has the ball knocked away from her. Another steal for Mastodon. Here is Abby Martin back the other way, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Abby Martin with her first 2 points. Nice turnover of the night against Riverview. 3 seconds left. And Riverview's just going to drill this one out. Well, they're going to try one last two by Basinger. She couldn't get it to go. And we have reached the end of this game, and Mastodon with victorious with the 25-point win. Our final score, Mastodon defeating Riverview 58-33. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty.